We are learning chapter 7, Mishnah 6, and we're continuing our conversation about the death penalty and the various crimes that make you liable for it. Today, we're learning about the person who, Oved Avodah Zarah, who does idolatry. And it names a number of different verbs, different actions that it takes to sort of fall into this category: worshiping, sacrificing, burning incense, pouring libation, bowing down, accepting it as your God by saying or saying, "You are my God," embracing, kissing, sweeping, sprinkling, washing, anointing, dressing, putting shoes on your idol is going to fall into the category of idolatry. I'm just imagining putting shoes on an idol. But the part I think is most interesting, like he continues going about vows and things like that, who uncovers Baal Peor and worships it. And then the last line I think is so fascinating, just as a piece of history. It says, one who throws a stone to Marculis and worships it. And so I want to look at the note in Kati, which you don't have. And it says the following, the person who throws a stone to the idol of Marculis, who is Mercury, and worships it. This is the manner in which Mercury was worshipped, for travelers would throw stones on the statues of the idol, which stood by the roadside. One who throws stones at Mercury is therefore liable to stoning. The Gemara explains that even if a person did this in a contemptuous manner, that is to say, they uncovered themselves to Baal Peor with the intent of degrading it, or throwing a stone at Mercury in order to degrade it, that person is still liable, because this is the usual manner of worshiping that particular idol. But if the person intended to degrade it, they are only liable for a sin offering, and then a different opinion says that they might in fact be liable for stoning. So even in the circumstances of trying to degrade or sort of negatively impact this idol, you might in fact find yourself becoming liable yourself. And it's a nice reminder in general about all the things in life we make idols about, using, you know, our greed, making money an idol for us, or all sorts of different kinds of things that we find ourselves worshiping in a way that maybe we shouldn't. Have a good rest of the morning.